الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا مباركا طيبا. الحمد لله أضعاف ما حمده جميع خلقه كما يحبه ويرضاه. الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا. والصلاة والسلام على من كان نبيا وآدم بين الماء والطين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عدد ما في علم الله صلاة دائمة بدوام ملك الله. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا فتاح. اللهم اجعلنا دعاة إليك وإلى رسولك. اللهم فقهنا في الدين وعلمنا القرآن الحكيم. ربنا زدنا علما. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا عليكم أنفسكم لا يضركم من ضل إذا اهتديتم إلى الله مرجعكم جميعا فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ائتمروا بالمعروف وتناهوا عن المنكر حتى إذا رأيت شحا مطاعا وهوا متبعا ودنيا مؤثرة وإعجاب كل ذي رأي برأيه فعليك نفسك. رواه الحاكم. حضرين كرام، honorable assembly, as we go further into time, we will realize that the fitness, the evil disorders are all around us. And ma'azallah, they can even creep into our homes. We would realize also that the tests and the trials are more. And we would also realize that there is so much of misguidance, so much of dhalalat outside there. Perchance, maybe it could even affect us, it could affect our children, maybe it can affect our homes. So then what is the way out? How can we protect ourselves? How can we put this force field, this barrier around us, families, around our communities, to repel any of the fitna, the misguidance, the dhalalat, the evil, any of that that is outside here? How can we do that? Today, if we can reflect on just one ayat of the Holy Quran, which is so deep and it is so full of meanings. The ayat is in Surah Al-Ma'idah. It is coming towards the end of the surah. In Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the believer with something that is very important. Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. O you who believe. Ya ayyuhal mu'minun. La yadurruk. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Alaykum anfusakum. O you who believe, O you who have faith within your hearts, and whose Ilah is Allah, and whose Nabi and Rasul is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O believers, O you who believe, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu alaykum anfusakum, upon you are your own selves, upon you are yourselves. Alaykum anfusakum, what does that mean? It means, O believers, kumu ihfadhuha wa kumu bi salahiha, that guard yourselves, O believers, protect yourselves. Be concerned and worry about yourselves. Ihfadhuha, protect, guard yourselves. Wa kumu bi salahiha, and get up and stand up with such deeds, with such amal actions, that would bring about the goodness of yourselves. Be involved in the Islah and the rectification of yourselves. Be involved in such things that would bring about your Islah and the Islah of the Ummah, of your brothers and sisters. And then when you do that, O believers, alaykum anfusakum, when you do that, la yudurrukum man dhalla idha ihtadaytum, then those who have strayed from your deen, which is the deen, which is ad-deenul haqq, the true deen, which is deenul Islam, the deen of Islam, which is the deen that is accepted by Allah. When you do this, then those who have strayed and who are in dhalal and misguidance and error will not be able to harm you. Their fitness, their evil will not be able to harm you. Idha tadaytum, as long as when you are rightly guided and you make effort to stay on the path of hidayat. Subhanallah. The commentators commenting on this verse of the Holy Quran, there are three different commentaries on this verse. The first commentary is that this ayat is murattab upon that which was before this ayat in Surah Al-Ma'idah. And what was before this ayat? Allah was speaking about the Ahlul Kitab, people of the book, the Yahud and the Nasara. And we know what mischief can come from them, especially the Yahud. Especially the Yahud. We know what mischief and fitna and evil can come from them. So our mufassirune kiram, our honorable, rightly guided scholars, commentators from the old, ancient age, whose books of tafsir are authentic, and these are the books of tafsir that we should rely on, Tafsir of Jalalain, Ibn Kathir, At-Tafsir al-Kabir, Tafsir of Allama Sawi, Allama Suyuti, Ruhul Bayan, Subhanallah, and besides these. It is mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was speaking about the Ahlul Kitab, the people of the book. So it is as though Allah is saying, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, alaykum anfusakum, protect yourselves, worry about yourselves, guard yourselves, stand up with the rectification and things that will bring about goodness for yourselves. La yadurrukum man dhalla, those who are astray, those who fall into the category of the Ahlul Kitab, the Yahud and the Nasara, they will not be able to harm you. Idha tadaytum, as long as you're on the path of Hidayah. As long as you're on the path of Hidayah. How will you be on the path of Hidayah when you continue to make effort for Hidayah? When you continue to strive for Hidayah? When you continue to reform yourselves and reform the Ummah? When you continue to be in the work and the effort of Amar bil Ma'ruf and Nahyu anil Munkar, commanding what is right and stopping what is wrong? When you are upon that, they will not be able to harm you. Wal mana, the commentators have mentioned, the meaning is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has obligated you, O Muslims, بِقِتَالِ الْكُفَّارِ. Allah has obligated you, O Muslims, to wage war against the kuffar, to wage war against the Ahlul Kitab, those who are hostile to you. It doesn't mean, sometimes people misinterpret certain ayats and certain ahadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and sometimes they think that we have to go out there and fight every non-Muslim, ma'ath Allah. That's not it. Because in the Quran, Allah also says that Allah does not stop you from being kind and good towards those who are not hostile and aggressive towards you. He doesn't stop you from being kind to them and doing goodness to them. In Bukhari hadith, Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that my mother has come. And that mother, of course, she was the daughter of Abu Bakr. But that mother of hers, that wife of Abu Bakr, was one who had not embraced Islam. She was a non-Muslim. And Asma is saying in Bukhari hadith that, O Messenger of Allah, Ya Rasulullah, my mother has come expecting with good expectation, expecting some kindness and some ni'mat and gifts from me. A'asiluha? Should I have good relations with her? She's a non-Muslim. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied in the affirmative, yes. There's also hadith in Bukhari about keeping good relationships with your brother who is a non-Muslim, a pagan, a mushrik, whatever, but to keep good relations. So sometimes we misunderstand Quran and hadith and we think we have to go out there and fight everybody. We have to go out there and fight everybody and wage war against everybody. No, it does not mean that. Putting the ayats of the Holy Quran together and so many other hadiths, it means in this ayat here that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has obligated the Muslims to do jihad, to do qital, to fight and to wage war against the Ahlul Kitab, the Yahud and the Nasara, against the enemies of Islam, against such people who are willing to put you out, against such people who are willing to extinguish your light and the light of Islam, against such people who are hostile towards you and towards your deen, then what do you do? If a man slaps you in on one side of the face, you turn the other cheek and receive a neck slap. Is that what we do? If a man slaps you on one side, yes, sometimes you could forgive him. Forgiveness is good. To excuse is good. That's all well and good. But there's also within your right to defend the other cheek, to defend your home, to defend your country, defend your family, defend your deen, defend Allah's way. So Allah is subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us to continue to do the jihad and wage war against those who would seek to wipe you out and your teachings and your morals and your deen from the face of the earth. So when you do that, you will fight them. Hatta yuslimu, until they will embrace Islam and realize this is the deen. This is what? Ad-deenul haqq. Or hatta yuslimu aw yu'addul jizya, or until they pay the jizya, until they pay the tax, which the non-Muslims would do on an Islamic state. When there is an Islamic state, mashallah, there is even freedom of religion, rights. The non-Muslims in an Islamic state are protected. They are also protected. They are called a dhimmi. But they will pay the tax. So when you do that, subhanallah, dear evil, dear shurur, you will be on top. You will be ghalib, and dear evil will not be able to harm you. لا يضركم من ضل إذا اهتديتم. The second commentary is that it has been reported that some of the Muslims were feeling so sad. They were so grieved and saddened and feeling this sense of remorse that Ahlul Inad, the people of pig-headedness, the people who are stubborn and obstinate. Sometimes a man sees something, but yet still he refuses to accept. Pig-headed. Some of the Muslims were seeing these people, Ahlul Inad, not embracing the deen of Islam, the way of life that has been chosen by Allah, and they are not coming in into Islam and still following other ways and following their own whims and fancies, and they would feel sad and they would long. وَيَتَمَنَّوْنَ دُكُولَهُمْ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ. They would long for their dukul and for the entry of these people into Islam. But yet they would go and they would give them dawah, they would invite them. They would give their hearts behind it. But these people would turn away. They don't want it. They don't want it. So these Muslims used to feel sad and have this sense of regret and feeling of grief within them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as though He revealed this ayat, tasliyatan lahum, to console them. But you know what? There are some people who have already chosen the dunya. Some people do not like the akhirah. So in such a case, do not waste your time. Leave them alone. Don't waste your time. Leave them alone and stand up and see about yourselves. Stand up and see about yourselves. Kumu ihfadhuha wa kumu bi salahiha. Protect yourselves. Guard yourselves and stand up with such deeds and actions that will reform you and reform your ummah, and take care of yourselves and leave them alone. Leave them alone. Then the third commentary, the last but not least, is a hadith which has been reported by Al-Hakim, Muhaddis Al-Hakim, Rahimahullah, that Abu Tha'laba Al-Khushanni radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Tha'laba, he said, Sa'altu anha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about this verse, wherein Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, Alaykum anfusakum, see about yourselves. Compel yourselves towards your own selves, towards the protection of it and the garden of it. See about yourselves. La yadurrukum man dhalla idha ihtadaytum. Those who are astray, those who are in dhalal and misguidance, will not harm you. Their evils cannot affect you. Idha ihtadaytum, as long as you have hidayat, as long as you are on the path of hidayat, as long as you are involved in mujahad and kuruj fi sabilillah, doing the things that will keep you upon hidayat. Abu Tha'laba radiyallahu anhu said, Sa'altu anha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about this ayat. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I'tamiru bil ma'ruf. Command people to do righteousness. O ummat, this is your work. Al-amr bil ma'ruf wa nahi anil munkar. Anytime you stop that work, anytime you don't support that work, then forget it. We are on the road to degradation and deterioration. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, given the commentary of this ayat from the auspicious blessed tongues of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, I'tamiru bil ma'ruf. Command people to do righteousness and good things. Command them. Watanahu anil munkar. and stop them from wrong things, prohibited things. Continue the work of da'wah. Continue the work of al-amr bil-ma'roof wa nahyu anil munkar. But you know what? There is only a time and a limit. There is even a time and a limit to da'wah. There is even a time and a limit to amr bil-ma'roof and nahyu anil munkar. We must understand that there is only so much. And then a line is drawn. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hatta, until, continue this work. Until, Hatta idha ra'aita shuhan muta'a. Until you see greed. You know what shuh? Shuh is nihayatul bukhl ma'al hirs. Shuh is the limit of greed, the limit of stinginess, the limit of niggardliness, stinginess, miserliness, the limit of that, ma'al hirs, together with greed and greed. The Rasul said, continue the work of amr bil ma'ruf wa nahyu anil munkar. Continue that. Hatta idha ra'aita, until when you see shuhan muta'an, you see greed, the limit of greed and miserliness, muta'an, that is being obeyed. In other words, until you see people, until you see al-usah, the usat, the sinners within you, sinners amongst you, sinners within even the Muslim ummah, as well as outside, that you see people becoming so miserly and so greedy and desirous. And every time they have a greed inside of them, every time this miserliness comes inside of them, every time this want comes inside of them, it is obeyed. They obey that. Hatta idha ra'aita shuhan muta'an wahawan muttaba'an. And until you, when you see hawan muttaba'an, you see desires that are being fulfilled, that whatever desires come amongst people, amongst the usat, amongst the sinners, whatever desires come on them, I feel to do this, I feel to do that. When desires become the people's God, Allah says in the Holy Quran, أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِتَّكَذَا إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى. Have you seen that one who taketh his God, his desires? Have you seen that one who taketh for his God, his desires? That whatever desire comes, whatever passion comes, there is nothing like no. The word no is out of his vocabulary. But he responds, he follows his desires. Rasul said, continue the work, continue the work. I'tamiru bil amr, command that which is, i'tamiru bil ma'ruf, command that which is right. Watanahaw anil bunkar, stop what is wrong. Hatta idha ra'aita shuhan muta'an, until a time come when you see greed and miserliness and want being obeyed. Wahawan muttaba'an, and you see desires, shahwa, false desires being followed. Wa dunya mu'atharatan, and until a time come when you see the dunya being preferred, that people prefer dunya, people prefer the world. What about the akhirah? People become so much engaged in dunya that they have no concern, no azmat, no respect, no feeling of grandeur and greatness for the deen or any part of the deen, until you see dunya mu'atharatan, the dunya that is preferred. And until you see i'jaba kulli dhi ra'yin bi ra'yihi, until you see the amazement of every person with an opinion, that he's amazed with his own opinion, that people become self-opinionated and they become amazed and they become fascinated with their own ra'y and their own opinion. He says, when you see that, Subhanallah, fa'alayka nafsaka, he said, oh thalaba, then you see about yourself. Forget them. Move from them. Go away from them and see about yourself. Worry about yourself. Worry about your family. Worry about those whom you can save. Forget them and stop the work of Amr bil Maruf and Nahy al Munkar amongst them, because there is no effect again. Commentators mention this does not mean that the work of Amr bil Maruf, that at any time we should ever stop the work of Amr bil Maruf and Nahy al Munkar. We should never stop that. Because once there is kudrat, ability and power, it is wajib to do the work. But until such a time comes, then it's bekar, it's useless. And what you do? You keep on shining the light and worrying about others? No, it's time. The Rasul alayhi salam said, when you see that time, said the Prophet alayhi salam, فَعَلَيْكَ نَفْسَكَ, then you know what? At least you worry about yourself. Protect yourself. Engage in your amal. Get your family involved in your amal. Your friends, your community. And inshallah, their evil will not penetrate you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you and me the tawfiq to understand this ayat, the ma'ani and the meanings of this ayat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.